So we've got 3 4-year-olds here. This is clearly Sadie's fan base. You're big in the 3 to 5 demographic.
I'm in love. The more fans, the better.
Yes. So it's nice to have you all. Have you ever been to a live music concert before? You're going to get to hear Sadie play. That's going to be exciting, isn't it? So I have a question. I didn't even get a chance to tell Sadie that we are going to introduce her, and then she's going to play her first song. So her name is Sadie. So can you, when I tell you to, all together, all at once, say, I'll tell you when, say, here's Sadie. Okay. Actually, her last name, do you know the word friend? Right? Being friends. Her last name is Friend. So what we're going to say is, here's Sadie Friend. Okay. So I think we're ready to do that. And Sadie's ready. You're going to get to introduce her on the radio. Ready? Here's Sadie Friend. 1, 2, 3. Nice and loud.
Here's Sadie Friend.
Here's Sadie Friend.
Trying my best not to go 90. I'm headed for you, couldn't come too soon. My keys, I'm in the weeds, literally. My car is in the weeds. Wish I could call you, come pick me up. You know what to do. I'm stuck and lost without you. I've been afraid of the change. I thought we'd make it through, but I'm without you. Coffee's burned, my head hurts. There's a smell in the dining room. Yeah, I'm lost without you. And it makes sense. Those tales of happiness, so many. Snow's all done, summer has come, your family needs you, but no, I'm without you. My bed's cold,
yes, it's good to clap.
Thank you.
I'll bet you didn't think this was going to happen.
No,
Sadie.
And I'm so thrilled.
Isn't that nice? Now, I want you boys to know that it's okay if you need to get up and go to move around and everything. You don't have to stay. You're welcome to stay for the whole time. But sometimes when you're four. Because you're pushing five, you know. You're pushing five right now. Sometimes you need to get up and move around a little bit. Sadie, it's nice to meet you. I've heard
nice to meet you as well.
A lot of great things about you, and I'd like to get to know you a little bit more.
Sure.
Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Pittsburgh. I grew up in Dormont, and then moved back from college, ended up going to Dormont again, so.
Where'd you go to school?
Teal College. It's way, way up north.
Yeah,
not too many
Allegheny.
People.
And yeah. Actually, we're carried on WSAJ Grove City.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's quite possible that some folks you know are there. What did you study at Teal?
I studied secondary education and English. So.
No wonder you're so happy with children here.
Kids, I am the oldest of three, so I feel like I didn't have an option but to love children.
Now, you're playing a guitar, and normally I don't chat too much with people before we're actually on the radio, but your guitar was just so interesting, I had to ask you about it. But can you tell folks a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a Luna. It's almost a three-quarter. It's a little smaller than a normal size. And the hole has a daisy around it with some tie-dye ivy-looking things.
It's and really then, pretty, and it's purple.
Yes, it's purple, yes, which is probably the most alluring part. And then on the fretboard, it's actually the moon cycle, which I also adore. And then the head of it is also purple. So.
And you got that as a teenager, you were
I
saying.
I did. I was 16 when I bought it. I bought half of it. I have to admit, I bought half of it. My mother bought the other half. But it was, yeah, it was the one that I wanted the most, so.
Now, I have no idea how your mother felt about it at the time, but there are a few things I have that I bought. In fact, that mic stand in the corner is one of them. I bought that mic stand when I was maybe 13 or 14, and I can remember my mom or my dad saying, why are you going to buy that? It's not going to.
It's not going to last.
5 years from now, you'll forget. Probably 5 weeks from now, you'll forget you ever had it.
Yeah.
And here, that guitar has lasted you through adulthood.
It has. And actually, as a late teen, I think I was 19 or 20, I wanted to sell it to buy a new one. Because it's kind of how you exchange, how you get a new instrument is you sell one and then buy the next newer model. And she wouldn't let me. She forced me to keep it. So.
That's sweet. Well, it is. It's it is part of you. So it's great to have. Our 4-year-olds have left.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
I don't blame them. I'd be bored with myself at four.
I've learned that. You had them actually wrapped around your finger. They were very good listeners. They're better.
They're very attentive. Yes. They're
better
great.
Listeners than some adults.
Agreed.
Tell me about the song you played just now.
That song is called Kaylee, and that's actually about my roommate from college. She lives out near Philly in Lancaster, and we actually hated each other in the beginning, and then we became the best of friends. And because she lives 5.5 hours away, I don't see her as often as I would like to. I mean, you go from spending all of your time with somebody every day for 2 years, and then you see them sporadically every 3 or 4 months. So I wrote it about heading over to see her and just missing her in general. And it's, you think you're going to, start your adulthood with somebody, and then it ends up being that you're separated by all this distance. So I wanted to write something that explained how much she does mean to me, and that, it is hard without her, but I'm heading to you,
That's a great sentiment. It's funny, the relationships that develop with college roommates. I've mentioned it on the air a few times before. I was randomly matched with somebody. We ended up living together for 4 years and being very good friends. And you're put in these situations in life that often encourage friendships where you least, not where you least expect them, but just that are formed almost as much by environment than anything else.
Yeah. Honestly, if you were to have told me that in 2 or 3 years we'd be best friends, because we were a match. You know how they give you those surveys? You know, how clean are you? Do you do your laundry? You know, but I'm slightly messy. I tend to leave things about, and she's a very clean person, and we had different tastes of music, and we just, I don't know. But then something happened, you just clicked, you know?
Sometimes that ends up being the best way. Yes. And actually, my roommate was a slob. I will not say I was like totally perfectly neat, but I definitely was
generally
on the neater
clean
side.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of other, probably as we got along at our time together, we didn't see each other as much because he was kind of a night owl, and because he was a computer science major, so he, at the time, that was the best time to do his work, was to be out late at night.
Right, yeah. And that's the thing. Playing music, I feel like you have no choice but to be a night owl. So so I would be up until all hours of the morning, and she'd be bed by 9 p.m., but it worked well. We worked well together, so.
This is Sadie. I almost say Zadie with a Z. Sadie.
Oh, you know what's
friend.
So funny about that? I played soccer as a child, and you know how you have pictures, like team picture days with everybody? And they put a Z instead of an S on my little magnet for my mother. I'm like, I don't understand how you confuse it. I guess I could see it, but so my mother and sisters joke, they call me Zadie sometimes instead of Sadie.
Well, you, like my wife Ricky, who I think you met earlier, you are probably in the same category as she is, where if you go to a store that sells like little bicycle license plates for little girls, was there ever a Sadie?
No, there was never.
Yeah, and there was never a Ricky either.
I wouldn't imagine. Well, and my sister's names are Casey and Sarah. You can find Sarah at a gas station. You know what I mean? You can find something with Sarah's name at a gas station. Casey, on the other hand, she spells it with a K, so that's more difficult. But still, you could still get away with it. There was never a Sadie. You know, the only time I found something with my name on it was a little pin with a silhouette on it. Just because my name is older. It's an older name. Yeah. So that was, and I found it at an antique shop.
Oh, how
that's,
cool.
That's the only thing.
I still look for Ricky,
of
whatever
course,
I'm thinking, one of these days. Someday.
I'll always look, but I'll never find one.
Sadie Friend is here listening to Friend, spelled like the German word for friend, F-R-E-U-N-D. But based on your grandparents' preference, Friend is the pronunciation.
Yes.
And let's get you to do another song.
Sure.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before you play?
Yeah. The next song I'm going to play is called Home. And that I wrote coming back from North Carolina from vacation with my family. And I hit the West Virginia mountains. You know, you can tell as soon as you get into West Virginia, and it just feels like, oh, I'm home, you know? So I wrote it about just that feeling of home.
Now I'm playing for the mountains, not for money or smoke. I wish you would come, make me laugh, tell a joke about when you were young. And your brother was scared for when you'd get older and have no plans. Funny how it moves, anything goes, even when we're older, you still have on the street. She said no. So will you marry me? In the kitchen when daddy screamed, he screamed for mama. whiskey lid. I can't picture the house or the living room, and I can see mama's face. We left for good. Now I can see the mountains, I can smell the love in my family's eyes, means I'm closer to you. I'm a man from home, I could never refuse.
Sadie Friend here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You have a beautiful voice, and
you
sound to me like somebody who was probably singing when you were 3 or 4 or 5 yes. and just never stopped. Am
yeah,
I right?
I drove my family insane with my singing, and it got even worse when I started teaching myself how to play guitar at 15 and 16. So I probably sang before I spoke.
How did you feel about singing out and in front of people? Were you comfortable doing that at young age?
What's really weird is that I don't particularly enjoy being the center of attention. So it was very interesting as a teenager to try and get out and be in front of people and be the center of attention for at least 3 minutes. I didn't really enjoy it in that sense. But as a kid and as a teenager, I enjoyed people in general. So it was easy because I'm good at talking to people and I enjoy people. But at the same time, I struggled a little bit with being the center of attention. It's a weird situation.
I relate to that very much. People might surmise that I would like to be the center of attention. I actually kind of like to be a big mirror.
Yeah.
I like to. I'm generally far more interested in the people I'm with than being a subject of.
Exactly.
Of interest,
yes.
So to speak. Now, I know you've got an EP coming out. We were talking a little bit earlier about that. Sometime this year, you think?
Yeah, it'll probably be the next couple months, if not the end of February, the beginning of March. We've been working on it since August, and there have been some hiccups, as I'm sure you understand. But everything has been finished as far as recording goes. So,
and that'll be you primarily? Or
yes. Yeah, so when I first started coming up, like when I first started thinking about having an album or having an EP, I was like, I'm just gonna sing and I'm just gonna play guitar and that'll be the songs. But then I got involved with this guy Ben Nicholson, who has become a good friend of mine. He had all of these grand ideas, you know, drums, bass, violin, organ, all these things. And I mean, it sounds wonderful what he's come up with. So, I mean, I appreciate him for pushing my boundaries as far as that's concerned. And it'll be a full sound. But like the first song I played, Kaylee, I couldn't play that separately. I couldn't play it on guitar and sing it. I had to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
So we just recorded it, me singing and playing guitar. So I did get that satisfaction. But a lot of the songs will be with a more full sound. So
that's a tough process to go through.
Oh my gosh.
And, it's yes. very finding the right person to collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would think, at least knowing when to let go.
Right.
And you're still in that process right now, I think, knowing when Yes, that mix will do. That's just fine.
Yeah, the good thing about Ben is we have the same ideas as far as sound is concerned and what we want it to sound like. It was a little bit of a struggle in the beginning finding somebody who would work with me and let me be bossy if need be, you know. So it was interesting in the beginning to find someone, because, you know, you have friends and you have people who record and do sound engineering for a living.
Now, Sadie has 75% of the letters needed to spell diva. I just thought I don't mean that.
I'm not trying to say it yet.
No.
I can't for sure be a bossy force to be reckoned with.
Well, you should be. I mean, I don't know if it's Ben, right?
Yes, Ben.
If he said this to you, but I'm sure he would much rather work with somebody who has a sense of what they want.
Right, yes, instead of having to, yes, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but. So I vindicate, you know, you have my complete vindication, as if you need it. But or validation is probably a better word.
For the workout, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about how folks can hear you after your next song, if, you know, where you're playing out and what you're up to. But why don't we get another song from that pretty guitar and that beautiful voice? What would you like to do next?
I'll play my favorite off of the EP that's coming up. It's called Girl Uptown, and it's written from the it's written from the male's perspective, from me, I guess, if that makes sense. And it's just, it's about one of those relationships where it doesn't go beyond anything, and friends, you know, and even though one of them wants something to be more than friends, but it's about that.
Got a girl uptown, she dances. Forget my pain. Ooh. inhumane. She's ever distraction from this dissatisfaction of mine, of my life. Oh, I'm dissatisfied with my
Sadie Friend, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you. It's definitely one of the more intense ones that I've written.
Well, it's also, it takes a lot of skill. I mean, you're singing a song from a man's point of view, but also it's just that's a song of a lot of depth. And it's the kind of song you want to listen to over and over again and sort of interpret it. We did link to your Facebook page, and
yes.
Do you have a website as well?
I do, yeah. It's Sadie's Song as well.
And are you putting your lyrics up?
I should be, and I've been meaning to, but a couple of my friends have told me not to just because it's something different when you read them versus when
sure.
you listen to them,
yeah.
you know, and because I usually write a little more. My lyrics are a little more complicated, and there's the whole story generally associated with it, that it's better to hear it from me and then to maybe talk about it or hear it again, to listen to the lyrics, make sure you pick up all the lyrics and stuff. So I don't know. I'm torn between two. I do want to, just because I feel like I'm a writer first versus a musician, because I began writing when I was probably 12 or 13, when I really started to enjoy it. And I didn't start writing music or playing music until I was 16 or 17. You know, I'd sing all the time, but I'd be singing other people's songs and stuff like Matchbox 20 and Celine Dion, whatever my mom had in the car, you know.
Did you have a hairbrush?
Yeah, I had a I did. A pretend Grammy on my shelf, yes. So I never really got into making something that I could play or sing until I was older. So writing for me always came first, and I'm always torn about sharing the words. I don't know.
It's a super personal decision. I know. I suspect your album will be produced in a way that you can clearly hear
yes.
the words and. Sometimes it's hard to sometimes people almost deliberately choose to bring their lyric
yes.
to sort of hide beneath the orchestration as they sing.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have an issue with enunciation.
Yeah. with wanting to be good enunciation? Or,
yeah, I want to be able to sing clear, but For some reason I can't.
Oh, you sound great.
I can't enunciate enough when I sing. A friend of mine, who I believe you've had on the show, Amy Mellison.
Sure.
Or Amy. Yes. She always harps on me about enunciating my words when I sing out, and I work on it. But you know, it's a good point. Sometimes it's better if you don't, or it's on purpose.
Yeah, you're going to be your own worst critic.
Exactly.
I think the lyric. I don't know. It's clearly, you know, a very personal choice. I know I always like to know what the lyrics are as somebody who plays songs on the radio, because it helps me understand the song better.
Yeah.
I think as a listener, it sometimes helps me. Maybe you publish them, but you don't be super easy about it. You like force folks to download a PDF or something. I'm
yeah.
not sure. But your songs are just really poetic, and
thank you.
That's something to think about. Maybe you should just have to listen to them a few times.
And then, yeah, well, I find it interesting a lot of my friends will type out their lyrics on their phone or on their computer or anything. And they're like, anytime I go to show them a new song that I've written, it's always on some scrap piece of paper on the back of a menu or some kind of folder from work or something.
That's your process.
Yeah, that's everyone has their own. I'm kind of old school in that, I guess.
Yeah, there's something about, you know, actually writing.
Yeah, pen to paper. It's an experience of its own, I think.
It sure is. You can go to Sadie's website, which is it Sadie Front?
No, it's Sadie's Song.
We did link to it.
SadieSong.weebly.com.
SadieSong.weebly.com. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we linked to it from slbradio.org. I know we linked to your Facebook page as well. By the way, somebody named Chris said hello, K-R-I-S.
Oh, yes, that's my mother.
I figured.
Hi, Mom.
She said hello and how great you sound. And
she's biased, but thank you.
Well, she's right, too. This is pretty much our last chance to chat. You've got one more song, I think.
Yes, I do.
And is there anything we haven't talked about that you want to? We were going to talk about gigs and where you're playing next.
Oh,
and
sure,
I didn't
get
a chance to ask you.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually I'm playing tonight at Hambones. I threw together the most random, wonderful people that I could possibly think of and put them in a show. It's called Hodgepodge at Hambones. It's a late one. It starts at 9 and I'll go to 1, but there are a bunch of comedians and musicians I'll probably play, and there might be a drag queen that shows up and does a song or two. And then I have a show at Club Cafe February 16th that I'm excited for. I'm playing with a buddy of mine from high school and another friend of mine, Will Jurgens, our PM Mirror. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm, you're a Keystone Oaks girl?
Unfortunately, we moved from Dormont to Upper St. Clair when I was going into high school. So the majority of my childhood was spent in Dormont. And then when I was, I believe, 15, we moved to Upper St. Clair. And I did the last couple of years.
Oh, so you lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, it was okay. Like I said, I like talking to people.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't too much of a struggle for me. But I just enjoyed hanging out with anybody. So, and I played sports, so I had to have friends.
What did
of
you
some
play?
Kind. Oh gosh, I played basketball, soccer, softball, and I swam in the summers. I think is that four? Oh, and
yeah.
I played tennis too. Oh gosh, I was awful at tennis.
You played.
I know. Well, I still play softball and soccer, a beer league, you know, with some friends. But yeah, I played quite a bit in high school and hung out with everybody. So,
what's been really nice to get to know you.
Yeah.
Let us know when the EP comes out.
I will.
And if you're looking to learn more about Sadie, it's Sadie, spelled the usual way, then FREUND. Friend is Sadie's pronunciation, but FREUND. So you can find her online. I think if you just type Sadie Friend of Pittsburgh, she'll show up in a search engine. What would you like to finish up with?
The last song I'll play is called Colorado, and that seems to be everyone's favorite. It's about an ex of mine who moved to Colorado all of a sudden, you know, out of the blue. So I spent 3 months cooped up coming up with something to exemplify how I felt, and everyone seems to think I did a good job doing it, so it's called Colorado.
Putting on caffeine. Lips. I wonder how you Colorado. Have you found another to sing to? To need you? And does she love you the same? Fell in love again.